It's about walking by the Spirit, and peace will come within. That's why Paul says in Philippians 4, do not be anxious about anything, but be... the peace of God that transcends all understanding, that is from within you, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. That is the key thing. That's what Paul is trying to say. Write this down, which I say a few times already. Christian faith is not about reformation. Christian faith is about transformation. We are being transformed. It's not about we try. That's why many, you know, we have always, yeah, he's a nice guy. Nice guy don't get you anywhere. It's not about being nice. Christian faith is not about reformation, not about practice, not about behavior, not about doing good works. But it's about transformation. We change. We become the sons of God. That's why Paul said, for as many as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. That is the evidence. As many who are led by the Lord, by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So that within us, we are given the Spirit of God. Not this, okay, now in my mind, now I figure out God is my Father. But my father, I got earthly father, my last name is Yo. So not Christ, because Jesus is Christ. No, it's the Spirit of adoption that comes within us that we know in our nature we change to be the sons of God. We cry out with the joy that's unsurpassable. Abba, Father, you are my Father. My Father is in heaven. Not in our mind, but it's in our heart that we know and know and know. That is from our heart, okay? Galatians 5, verse 6. Galatians 5, verse 6. Galatians 5, verse 6. That's what Jesus is trying, Paul is trying to say. For in Christ Jesus, again, they keep using circumcision and or uncircumcision. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything. But what? Faith. Faith in what? Faith working through love. What do you mean by faith working through love? One evidence is the expressions of love. That's the key thing. Let's go back one more verse. Verse 5. Become even clearer. For we through the Spirit eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. Because of the Spirit. What is one fruit of the Spirit? What is the first fruit of the Holy Spirit? Love. Love. When you understand that, then you understand what Paul is trying to say when he says in Galatians 5 verse 18, if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. You know why? You are above the law. Because if love, let's go and read on your own. Galatians 5 14, that's where Paul said, if you love, you fulfill every requirement. That's exactly what Romans 4, what Paul is trying to say. If you walk according to the Spirit, you fulfill the requirement. That is the key thing. Go to Galatians 3. Galatians 3, verse 11. Galatians 3. Now I'm going to give you that three verb quickly. Galatians 3, verse 11. Paul said this. No one is justified by the law in the sight of God. It's evident. This very famous statement. For the just shall live by faith. It's mentioned in Romans, it's mentioned in Galatians, and the last time it's mentioned in Hebrews. What do you mean by the just shall live by faith? The just shall live by faith. You know what this means? Those who are justified by God live by faith in the Holy Spirit. Spirit. That's what Paul is trying to say in the entire book of Galatians. He keeps using the word faith. Faith. Hearing of faith. Faith working through love. The just shall live by faith. One last verse. Then we go. I'm going to give you the three verb. Galatians 3:3. That's where Paul said this. Are you so foolish, Galatians? Are you so foolish? Having begun in the spirit, are you now being made perfect by the flesh? They went back to the works. They went back to their own effort. That's the key thing. That's why it took me last two sessions to lay the key foundation. The first session, we primarily talk about Holy Spirit is a person. Holy Spirit is God because we need to relate with Him. We need to honor Him. He's not just some power, some anointing, some force. Of course, He is, but He's much more than that. He's more than the mere power to be harnessed. But He's the person to be followed. He's God to be honored. Trinity, one God, but three different persons. Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. He's God. And He is person. Why I talk about the three works of the Holy Spirit. First one is what? Regeneration. Because it's very important. We need to be regenerated. Because if not, is everything is not good enough. Then come to the baptism of the Holy Spirit, where I prove to you that baptism of the Holy Spirit is more than just for ministry. But the fullness of God and the fullness of God's power comes within us right now. But we often neglect one last work of the Holy Spirit. I wouldn't say the work of the Holy Spirit, but key. Fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit. Learning to walk with Him as a person. Letting Him lead us. Living in Him. What Jesus say, abide in me, and I will abide in you because of the Spirit of Christ. That is the key thing. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14 say, grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father. And the last one is what? Communion of the Holy Spirit. Where what Paul says in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6, we have this treasure in these jars of clay. Because of grace, because of love, and because of the communion of the Holy Spirit. But it's within the reach of every, if not within our reach, we are wasting our time. It's within our reach. Let me just show you a few, okay? Go to Book of Acts. I'm going to give you the few keys. Book of Acts. We are not in a hurry. I did decide in my mind, no, rather in my heart. I'm not going to be hurry. You can't finish today, but next week. Next week cannot finish, then the week after next. This year cannot finish, then next year. Because it's so important for us to cultivate that relationship. Turn with me to Acts 8. Acts 8. We commonly call, you know, we make two mistakes about two books, or rather the title. The book of Revelation is called the Revelation of the Revelation of End Time or whatever. No, the book of Revelation is Revelation of Jesus Christ. The book of Acts is commonly called the Acts of the Apostle. Incorrect. It's the Acts of the Holy Spirit. If you read through the entire book of Acts, I challenge you to read it in that context, okay? It's not the Acts of Apostle, but the Acts of the Holy Spirit. Apostle just got right along and take all the glory. All 28 chapters, there's evidence of their relationship with the Holy Spirit. They walk with the Spirit. They partner with the Spirit. They related with the Spirit as a person. That real relationship. Just show you a few. So that your, what do you call, saliva will be drooling. And provoke you to pray. And learn to pray. I mean, look at that. Man. That reality of the Holy Spirit. Okay, it's not correct to pray that, you know, ask Holy Spirit to help to sensitize. Ask Holy Spirit to sensitize us. To know Him. No, we have to cultivate. There's a way to cultivate so that we can become sensitive to Him. You know, a lot of time our idea is everything God does, you know, we don't do anything, it's just automatic. No. And it's not true that to ask Holy Spirit to manifest in a greater reality. He's real. It's just that we need to know that He's real. Okay, so I mean, you can pray that way in the sense, as long as we understand correctly, okay. Tell me the Acts 8. Philip, just show you a few. I love it. I mean, I love it, yet I'm so frustrated because I know the Holy Spirit, but I don't know as intimate as the disciples or the apostles in the book of Acts. And we're supposed to be greater than the book of Acts. I mean, yeah, that's an encouragement, but at the moment it's a promise. But I'm going to lay hold of the promise so that it becomes a reality. Okay, Acts 8 is about Philip, verse 29. Then the Spirit said to Philip, wow, no, can I be honest? Much of so-called flowing in the Spirit right now, a lot is at best emotion or hyped or a little bit of freakiness. No, there is, but we can have a reality of walking with the Spirit. I'll give you some keys. One of the keys, you need to die to your emotions. Because Holy Spirit speaks through our emotions, our thoughts. He prompts us. But see, look at this, Philip. Then the Spirit said to Philip, you know what, it's not Philip. Philip ran ahead of the what's his name? Ethiopian eunuch. Okay, you must understand, no, supernatural, no. We all never think about it. It's like, you know, you see Kim Jong-un, his car running. Then Holy Spirit said, run ahead of Kim Jong-un's limousine. You can run ahead, then all his bodyguard will be, wow, supernatural. Because he's on the chariots. But Holy Spirit said, like Elijah, run faster than Jezebel's, Okay, one more, a few. Acts 9, it's all over. Acts 9, verse 31. Then the churches throughout Judea, Galilee, and Samaria had peace. In the context, Paul left. You know, so sad. No, someone said you left, so we have peace. That's not the point. Okay, had peace and were edified. And walking in the fear of the Lord and in the what? Comfort of the Holy Spirit. You see, throughout the book of Acts, the Holy Spirit is being mentioned as a person that walk and relate with the people of God, not power. Unfortunately, we emphasize too much on Acts 2. We miss out 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, all the way to 28. He's that person, not some cold, hard voice, you know, cannot relate. He's a person, he has emotion, he has feeling, and he knows how to lead us. One more, a few more. Let's skip Peter. Let's go to Acts 13, okay? Sorry, Peter, I have nothing against you, just I skip you, okay? Acts 13, who sent out Paul and Barnabas? Holy Spirit, I love this. Not some board meeting. No, let's discuss. No. Send who? Joanna or Joshua? Both J. So we cast lots. Acts 13, verse 2. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit say, now set apart from me, Paul and Barnabas. You know, I'm looking for this kind of prayer meetings, not just the hub and bow, three cycle, no extra song, that's it. You know, 5 minutes and close and go. I mean, of course, the model facilitate, but that in the middle of the meeting, Holy Spirit speaks to us. Set apart Joel, send him to the ends of the earth. Just give him $10. I will teach him to trust, live in faith. Okay, no, I'm just kidding. Yeah, okay. That reality. One more. Last one. Jerusalem Council. Acts 15. You think James decided? It wasn't Apostle James. But it's the partnership. Acts 15, verse 29, 28. This is what James said. If I write like that to you, I say he must be mentally a bit unsound. And then I say, Acts 15, verse 28. For it seemed good to the who? Holy Spirit and to us. Wow, I love this kind of board meeting. Who is the chairman? So walking with the Holy Spirit, that is the key thing. Turn back to Galatians 5. I'm going to define for you. No, actually, I'm going to give you just simply four verbs. And I'm going to give you some practice. Okay, not practice. No, don't use the word practice. Some keys so that you can cultivate. Okay, yeah. Turn me to Galatians 5, verse 16. Galatians 5 is one of the great chapters that taught about the Holy Spirit, that we rarely talk about it, where Paul actually gives four verbs to describe our relationship with the Holy Spirit. Notice I use the word our relationship. I'm going to break it down. Today I'm going to give you just two. Next week, another two. Or rather, next week, three. If I have time for three. Because the key, I don't want to be in the hurry. The key is so that we understand what Paul is trying to say, so that we can cultivate our relationship with the Holy Spirit, so that we learn to walk by Him, led by Him, live in Him, and then we learn how to sow to the Spirit. We need to learn to sow to the Spirit. That's why I tell the staff and immerse just left, so it got short change, you know. Watch less of the TV. My TV is about to break down already, so I told my wife, don't need to buy it. So that I have more time to sow to the Spirit. Yeah, things like praying in tongues and so on. I come to that next week. The first one, verse 16. Verse 16, Paul say what? Walk in the, I'm using New King James. Walk in the Spirit. He said, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. The first one. He didn't say, tap on the power of the Holy Spirit. Say, walk in the Spirit. Not this kind of like weird, you know, hyper-spiritual float. No, you're walking with a person. No, that's unfortunate. In the body of Christ, we begin to have some weird practices because we have downgraded Holy Spirit to be a force. He's a person that we need to learn to relate with Him. I give you some keys. The more you cultivate, the more you are sensitive to His prompting. That is the key thing. So there's the first one, walk. Second, verse 18. I will explain in the subsequent session. Okay, today I'm not going to have time. So the second one is led by the Spirit. Led by the Spirit. Paul said this, but if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. See, a lot of time, our understanding of the Spirit was wrong. I give you an illustration. What do you mean by led by the Spirit? Led by the Spirit. Remember I talked about sequence of salvation, repent, be baptized, receive the Holy Spirit. There's a reason for it. There's a reason for it, you know, so that we are led by the Spirit. See, our understanding often is like, you know, we tap on the power of the Holy Spirit. It's like we as a believer hop on a Ferrari, powerful car. We drive to wherever we wish. Make use of the Spirit. He will not let you tap on His power. You know why Paul say led by the Spirit? Led by the Spirit means what? You are being led. You follow. Not you decide what to do. You are being led. A better illustration is that the Holy Spirit is like a locomotive. You know what's a locomotive? Called train head. Chinese is called 火车头. So locomotive, a direct translation is train head. The better illustration of being led by the Spirit is Holy Spirit is a locomotive. We are the train that being hooked unto Him and He bring us around. Of course, there is the track. You know what's the track? The Word of God. The Word of God. The Holy Spirit does not violate the Word of God. But the key is we are led by Him. And you know, the key is this. You can choose to follow or be led by Him, or you can choose not to. He's not going to just zap you suddenly, become a robot and follow Him. That's why there are things that we need to do so that we will be led by the Spirit. The problem is not Holy Spirit is incapable of leading us. The problem is whether we want to be led by Him. That's why Paul used a few terms. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not grieve the Spirit. We can. We can. I'll talk about it next week. Third one. Live in the Spirit, verse 24. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. It's very, again, I think next week you talk about it. We are supposed to live in the Spirit, not in the flesh. in the Spirit. Fourth one, chapter 6, verse 8. Chapter 6, verse 8. Talking about sowing to the Spirit. That's why Paul said, God cannot be mocked. What you sow is what you're going to reap. That's why this is very important. That's why respond is very important. I'll give you some keys. And people say, yeah, requirement. No, this is not requirement. This is about sowing. If you choose not to sow, you will not reap. It's a biblical principle. Whatever you sow, you reap. If you sow to the flesh, you reap what? What did Paul say? Corruption. If you sow to the Spirit, you reap the things of the Spirit. This is sowing and reaping principle. Not that we are earning it. God let us determine how much we want. He wants to give us the fullness. So whether we sow, you know, that's why I told the staff, you know, pray in tongues for an hour. You know, because, must I pray in words? I say, you don't have to if you don't want to. You're not doing it for anybody. Anyway, I don't pay you. You can pray 10 hours in tongues, your pay won't increase. You don't pray in tongues, your pay will not decrease too. You're doing it for yourself. You're not doing it for me. Same for everybody. So can I, can I not, and so on. You decide. I'm just telling you that they will help you. I can't remember who said this, which is true. The measure of our sensitivity to the Holy Spirit is correlated to the measure that we sow into Him. Or we relate with Him. It's not automatic. Why? Some people are more sensitive to the Holy Spirit. They know what to sow. That's the key thing. It's not automatic. It's not equal. But God wants to give fullness to everyone. That's why Paul said in Galatians that He shows no favoritism. But it's up to us to determine and to decide. That's the key thing. I'm going to give you two things. One is, how do you walk with or walk with the Spirit? And then give you some keys to be filled by the Spirit daily. Or rather, maybe I talk the walk in the Spirit next week. Okay, I have no time. Turn me to Ephesians 5. Ephesians 5. I'm going to give you some keys. How to be filled. I say last week, again, it's just a term. If you don't agree, it's fine. But if you think about it, it's still about the same. Okay, baptism of the Holy Spirit is one-time affair. You say, I don't know whether I baptized before. Go and get a baptism. No, we pray for you if you need. Okay, but the filling of the Holy Spirit is a daily affair. You do not need to go to conference to be filled with the Holy Spirit. That's not practical. That's not what Christianity is supposed to be. And also very expensive. You know, our conference is inexpensive, lah, you know, $20, $50. You know. Some conference, wow, $400. You know. Every time I need to be filled, wow, I get broke. Thank God, it's free. That's Isaiah 55. Without money, you can buy bread. Without money, you can buy water. Because of grace, we can be filled daily. And it's a good exercise to begin every day to be filled with the Spirit. Next week, I'll teach you how to walk and let. Okay, we're not going to be in a hurry. Ephesians 5. Take me to Ephesians 5. I won't say I do it every day. I do it almost every day. Because I recognize without it, I can't. Not by might, not by power, but by Thy Spirit. Holy Spirit, know how to lead. You know, me and my wife have a conversation, very cute conversation in the car Tuesday. I go back, and then my wife was saying that, yeah, no, I leak. By the time I reach office, I leak really. No, I empty it because you take train and so on. All the testimony all lost. Okay, take me the efficient. You need all few keys. Be filled daily. That's what the Bible teaches us. Be filled daily. Walk with Him. Led by Him. Live in Him. And that's where you need to learn to sow. You need to learn to sow. Passivity is an enemy of radical Christianity. Don't be passive. Respond is now. You say, wow, very tired. No, it's not. Once you touch that, You're going to do it more. You know, a lot of times, if next week I'll again give you keys how to exercise. You know, every time I do it, I tell myself 1 hour. If the Lord really touches you, 1 hour is not enough. You dwell deeper and deeper and deeper. It's called joy unspeakable. That's what we want to touch. But it's not just for the 1 hour meeting, so that you begin to learn how to walk with Him in your daily affairs, every moment. That is the key. That's how He helps me. You know, people ask me, 2 weeks, 9 to 6, 9 to 6, 9 to 6, nonstop. How do I even do it? By grace. By the Holy Spirit. Every morning say, help me, Holy Spirit. Tell me what to say, what to do today. That's what it is about. And I'm always amazed by some of the things that I say. Say, oh, why did I even say that? Then I give credit where credit due. You know, I have to be Holy Spirit. I repeat so many times, because it cannot be me. Okay, Ephesians 5. Turn me to Ephesians 5. Let's start with this thing first. Okay, Joshua can get ready. Okay. Daily, if you start every day. You know, again, I let you decide. You don't have to do it before you sleep, fine too. But what's the point of acknowledging Holy Spirit and sleep already? Feel the Holy Spirit, then sleep, then sweet dream. Be filled with sweet dreams. We start a day. Yeah. Daily. First thing is acknowledge the Holy Spirit. Acknowledge the Holy Spirit. Second, ask Him to fill us. Or fill me, fill you. Say, how long? I don't know if you can decide. If 1 minute can, then 1 minute, lor. If 1 hour is not enough, then I don't know how fast, you know. There's no such thing as quantity, quality, you know. Yeah, maybe my vessel is smaller, 1 minute and fill up already, you know. No, every one of us, we can increase the capacity. But depending on how, is it 1 minute, lor, you know. Yeah, I know some people say, hey, I thought Philip Holy Spirit, well, very quick one, lah. That's it. No, it's a person. You are relating to a person. You're not pressing a button. You think, well, go to McDonald's, take a cup and fill with Coke or refillable. And now, do they still do refillable? I don't know. That's the thing. It's about fill me so that I'm overwhelmed by you. So the first one is acknowledge the person of the Holy Spirit. You see, talking to Him and acknowledging Him is very important. I learned this from my early years as a believer. I try to do it every day. To say that I do it every day, that's not true, but I try to do it almost every day, you know. When I wake up, I tell the Holy Spirit, good morning, Holy Spirit. Not this auto one. You really use your heart, talk to that person who lives in you. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Yeah, first, talk a little bit more, lah. You know, it's like, good morning, then what else? Good morning, good morning. Then talk until 12 o'clock, then good afternoon. No, good morning. No, you are talking with a person. Get what I'm saying? Second, ask the Holy Spirit to fill you. I'll give you very simple keys. Ask, filling by the Holy Spirit is a daily affair and can be done by ourselves. It doesn't require someone to lay hands on you, because that's what the Bible teaches. Take me to Ephesians 5, verse 18. Ephesians 5, verse 18. Where Paul, verse 18 and 19, where Paul, in verse 18, Paul exhorts us to be continuously be filled by the Holy Spirit. And verse 19, he gives you the key. He gives us the key. There are many. I don't give you one simple key, but let me read. He used the comparison between getting drunk with wine and filled with the Spirit. So, you know, I say this before, I just say it quickly. You know, how do you get drunk? I never get drunk before, because I never like to. But I get drunk in the Spirit before. It's embarrassing, you know. Yeah, kind of like, you know, yeah, when 40,000 people look at it, it's kind of like, but tell the Lord, I'm willing to be embarrassed, to be filled, it's okay, but please have mercy on me, you know, just don't make me bark. Okay, yeah. How do you get drunk? Just keep drinking wine, or it can be hard liquor too, lah, you know, vodka, or whatever you call it. The moment you stop, you're going to come out of your drunkenness. So Paul basically gives the same principle to be filled by the Spirit. Verse 18, he says this, do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but what? Be filled with the Spirit. The word actually is is keep on being filled with the Holy Spirit. That means we'll keep on being filled. Keep on being filled. One of the key is praying in tongues and singing in tongues. I give you the answer. Verse 18 and verse 19 is connected. The correct translation is being filled with the Spirit. Either is there's a colon. You know what's colon, right? Colon, not this big intestine, small intestine. Huh? Okay, colon means there's two dots. Telling you how or by. Keep on being filled with the Holy Spirit by. Verse 19, give us the answer. Verse 19. Speaking to one another. That's why the Bible consistently exhorts us not to say negative things. Give thanks, praise, worship. You know why? When you say negative things or even being critical to people, the first person's heart being poisoned, you know, is who? It's ourselves. Read James, the book of James, James 3 and 4. Our words defile our inner man. That's why we always want to say, not being politically correct. Praise God, thank God, affirm, see positive things and so on. But the key is this, how to be filled by the Spirit. Speaking to one another in psalms, that's why worship is very important. Yeah, that's why take time to worship the Lord at home. If all you worship is only come to the house of prayer, then again, say, God, so much time, got time or not? This, I'm not laying a requirement for you. I'm telling you the key. I'm telling you the key. You want to do it or not? I can't force you. This is not laying the requirement. There's no requirement here. It's about desire. Speaking to one another in psalms, in hymns. What's the third one? Spiritual songs. Making melody in your heart. Singing in tongues. I talked to someone and said, must I sing in tongues? You don't have to. But it helps. That's the reason why we factor that into our intercession set. You know, we have this worship, then sing in tongues, then go into prayer cycle. It's not kind of like some modern. No. It's all, we factor some of this thing because it helps us. That's the key thing. That's why I encourage everybody when come to that 5 minutes or more or less singing in tongues, open up your heart, lift up your voice, begin to sing in the Spirit, sing unto the Holy Spirit because it's going to stir up your spirit. It's not just some, must have some energy and so on, so we're working, singing in tongues and so on. It's biblical. That's why we do it. We're going to practice, okay? Just put aside your Bible, you know, that's what I do. I just give you guys, you can, I won't want to say you invent your own way, lah. No, there's no copyright. I'm just lead us, even 10 minutes, usually I take as much time as I can. Daily, I ask the Holy Spirit to fill me by singing in tongues, okay? Yeah, if you say, I don't pray in tongues, then just praise the Lord. Talk to Him. Worship Him. It's the same principle, but singing in tongues or praying in tongues helps a lot. Just sit down, close your eyes. I'm going to lead you. Yeah, that's so that you can practice it daily. The key thing. Just close your eyes. I know. Pretend that this is morning. You know, we begin each day. I know some people wake up in the afternoon. Okay, so doesn't matter. The first thing, if you can, in the morning. Why don't we acknowledge the Holy Spirit on your own? Don't say, oh, Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Holy Spirit, we love you. I acknowledge you. In your heart, in your spirit, engage Him. He's real. He dwells within you. I love you, Holy Spirit. I so need you. Acknowledge Him, talk to Him, greet Him. He's a person. It's not just the power that is within us. It's more than the anointing. Talk to Him. He will talk to you. Now just lift up your voice, sing in the Spirit. As you sing in the Spirit in your heart, say, Holy Spirit, fill me. As you sing in the Spirit, again you are singing to a person. His name is Holy Spirit. The Bible says, deep calls unto deep from their innermost being. Sing in the Spirit unto this one who dwells in you. You are relating with a person, not just doing an exercise. This is just a vehicle that helps us to engage him. And you can pause, because you are not just doing an exercise. Say, Holy Spirit, fill me. And you receive. Fill me. You can sing or you can talk to him. And if you want to, you can get back into the singing in tongues. Fill me, O Holy Spirit. You say in your word, out the belly shall flow living water. O Holy Spirit, spring forth. Spring up, O well, O within my soul.
Oh, fill me up, Holy Spirit. Fill me up, Shuri Ararararari. Kori Aranamarai.
As you sing in tongues, as you talk to him, just receive.
Shuri Aranarai.
Feel my mind. Feel my will. Feel my emotion. Feel my whole being. I want to be filled and live in you. I love you, Holy Spirit.
Oh, we love you, Spirit of God.
I acknowledge you.
You are my Lord.
Fill me.
Fill me up, oh Spirit.
Be so real in my heart. Engage your heart, your spirit, spirit unto spirit, deep calls unto deep.
We sing and make melodies to you, Lord, with thankfulness in our hearts.
Just between you and the Holy Spirit.
Shuri aranayare.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Spring up a well within my soul. I so love you, Holy Spirit. I so need you. Come and fill me up. Just take some time, just talk to Him. Often we talk to the Father, we talk to the Son. We neglect talking to the Holy Spirit. Talk to the Holy Spirit. Acknowledge Him. Thank Him. I thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for being my friend. Thank you for being the teacher. The guide, the advocate. You lead so well, O Holy Spirit. We say yes to yielding to you, O Holy Spirit. Lead me, O Holy Spirit. Lead me. Not my will, but yours be done. Lead me into the path and the will of Christ. O Holy Spirit, the words say the just shall live by faith. I say yes to be led by you in faith and living by faith in you, O Holy Spirit. Become more and more real in my heart, in my life, that truly I am one who walk with you. Reveal yourself in a greater measure, O Holy Spirit. Reveal yourself, O Holy Spirit. Just drink of Him. Just close. So basically, that's what you do. You don't be in a hurry. You talk to Him. You sing in tongues. You engage His heart. Ask Him to feel. You know, just take your time. You know, the key is you are not in a hurry. Yeah. So I'm just giving you an exercise. So it's something that you do. If like me, I don't play any instrument. You can do it without music. It's okay. But sometimes I do play with music, but my word to people always, don't use worship song, because worship song has lyrics, when there's lyrics and words, it tends to direct your mind in accordance to the words. So I like to just play worship CDs that primarily is music, okay? Even not just those familiar worship songs, because if it's like Amazing Grace, then you get into that. No? So fine, there are enough. Nowadays, YouTube, you can download anything, okay? So take your time. This is not doing an exercise. This is not doing a practice. You are relating with a person who desire to feel you. Don't be in the hurry, you know. I mean, I enjoy those moments where I just take my time, relate with the Spirit of the Living God. You know? That's why it's one of the things that I don't really like is to travel. You know, travel, you can't, you know, you're in the hotel, you're in someone's room, you know, and everything is in a rush, you know. 9 to 6, 9 to 6, then you sleep at 10. You want to try to wake up at 5, you will last, you know. The Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. But that is a daily affair. The more you do it, now next week I teach you how to walk and to be led. It's something that we cultivate, then we become actually very sensitive to the person of the Holy Spirit. I always say, the issue is not Him. The issue is us. We have too many filters. We need to clear all the filters, and actually it's very clear. It's very clear. It's, a lot of time, Christianity is not that hard. You know, we complexionalize or whatever you call it. I don't know whether there's such a word, okay? Maybe we can invent, you know? We make it complex, you know? When we get to engage, sometimes we begin to cry, you know? Because the Lord touch you. No, the issue is not cry or don't get into whether we are cry or laugh or tremble and so on. No, don't focus on emotion. Focus on a person. But when you engage with a person, the person show up, there will be emotion. There will be joy, there will be peace, there will be whatever you call it, but we're always going with a blank sheet of paper. You know? In the moment you say, I must laugh, then you try very hard to laugh. Really. Then a lot of time we again get into this flesh thing. Okay, so just start with this. Acknowledge Him. It's very easy, but don't be too quick. Like the way I tell my wife, then she'll be very upset. Hey, hi, bye. No, he's a person. He's higher than my wife. Okay, and ask him to be filled. You know, how many minutes is enough? I don't know. Sometimes 1 minute is enough. Sometimes 5 minutes is enough. No, the issue is not about quantity. People say, you know, all I want is quality time with God. Let me tell you honestly, there's no such thing as quality time with God if there's no quantity. Yeah, 5 minutes. How quality can it be? That's the key thing. And you don't just want to spend 5 minutes with someone that you love. That's the key thing. It's about making time. Again, I'm not setting a goal for anyone. It's about you and God. No, it's 5 minutes. If 5 minutes is good enough for you, 5 minutes. Half an hour good enough for you, half an hour. 1 hour is good enough for you, 1 hour. No, each of its own. That's the key thing. But the key is whatever you sow, you reap. That's the key thing. Amen?